This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Friday, August 11th, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. Peterson warns GOP on farm bill amendments. Biden requests funding and rain spring relief. Daybreak won't be published next week, but we will return on August 21st. Peterson to GOP. Don't drive away the Dems. Former House Agriculture Committee Chair Colin Peterson has a message for House Republican leaders. There are plenty of Democratic votes to pass a farm bill unless the GOP drives them away with changes forced by hardline conservatives. In an interview with AgriPulse newsmakers, Peterson said there are at least 40 to 50 Democrats ready to vote for the farm bill. The last two farm bills to emerge from the House Ag Committee in 2013 and 2018 initially failed on the House floor because of demands made by a group of GOP conservatives. Peterson says GOP leaders need to work around those hardliners rather than trying to satisfy their demands on issues such as SNAP. He said, quote, "The people that are demanding the changes are never going to vote for the farm bill anyway. So my advice to them, the Republicans, is just ignore those guys. And I would work with some Democrats that you can work with to try to get this thing done on a bipartisan basis," Peterson said. By the way, while passage of a farm bill is still months away, Peterson suggested it's possible it could be included in an omnibus spending bill that will eventually be needed to fund the government for fiscal 2024. Speaking on newsmakers, veteran lobbyist Tara Smith says that if one or both chambers can move a farm bill by the end of the year, it would be a real sign of progress, potentially leading to final action by Congress early next spring. Keep in mind, House Ag Committee member Kat Kamick, a Florida Republican, said earlier this week she expects Congress to pass an extension of the 2018 farm bill into 24, and that House consideration of a new bill will be a, quote, dogfight. This week's newsmakers will be available today at AgriPulse.com. Burgum confident carbon pipeline project will gain regulatory approval. North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum told reporters at the Iowa State Fair yesterday he has every expectation that the Summit Carbon Solutions pipeline will be approved in his state, despite its initial permit application being rejected by the North Dakota Public Service Commission. Burgum was at the fair to campaign for the GOP presidential nomination. Summit has told AgriPulse it will reapply for the permit. Burgum believes the project will be approved with adjustments to the pipeline route to appease concerned landowners. "I'm fully confident it's going to be built," he said. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this.
Daybreak is sponsored by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative, the third largest dairy co-op in the country. Edge is a powerful advocate of Washington for farmers throughout the upper Midwest. Among Edge's top priorities is milk pricing reform. Over its long history, the federal order system has aimed to serve farmers by ensuring the orderly marketing of fluid milk. But changing production and consumption patterns are rendering the system ineffective. Edge envisions changes that create flexibility, promote fairness, and strengthen the relationship between farmers and processors.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. Biden requests funding for food assistance and firefighters. A supplemental funding request the White House sent to Congress yesterday includes money to combat food insecurity caused by Russia's war in Ukraine. The White House wants $1.3 billion for USAID's International Disaster Assistance Account, which helps provide emergency food assistance. Russia's termination of the Black Sea Grain Initiative in July further destabilized global food markets, disproportionately impacting people in crisis-affected communities around the world, the White House says in the 65-page request. Also in the request is $45 million for USDA and $15 million for the Interior Department to boost pay for wildland firefighters. Without the money, the firefighters could be cut as low as $15 an hour this fall, the White House says. Rains bring some drought relief. Recent heavy rains have brought some significant improvements across portions of the Midwest, even as drought is intensifying across parts of the South amid the scorching heat. According to the latest U.S. Drought Monitor, about 33% of Missouri is still rated in severe drought, D2 or worse, but that's down from nearly 49% just a week ago. There also have been smaller improvements in Iowa, Nebraska, Kansas, and other Midwestern states. On the other hand, 34% of Texas is now in severe drought or worse, up from 19% just 1 week ago. Also, heat experts on a webinar for journalists yesterday said this summer's temperatures, especially on the Southwest, are not something people can simply adapt to over time. This is not normal. This is shocking, said Andrew Pershing of Climate Central. Things are unfortunately going to get harder as the years progress. Snap now available online in all 50 states. Instacart has become the first online grocery to accept online payments under the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program in all 50 states and Washington, D.C. Snap Online was first available in 2020 in a partnership with USDA's Food and Nutrition Services. In a statement, Stacy Deem, Deputy Undersecretary for Food, Nutrition, and Consumer Services, says partnerships such as the one with Instacart, quote, strengthen our collective commitment to advancing President Biden's national strategy on hunger, nutrition, and health. By the way, the Center for Budget and Policy Priorities published a new report detailing the role SNAP plays when recipients are between jobs or face low wages. Most SNAP households who are able to work do work, the report states, as 86% of those defined as able-bodied workers without dependents had earnings during the year based on 2021 survey data. Now take note, the Food Research and Action Center is opposing the SNAP Nutrition Security Act, a farm bill proposal introduced by Senators Cory Booker of New Jersey and Marco Rubio of Florida to require data reporting on foods that SNAP recipients purchase. FRAC says the data could paint an inaccurate picture of purchasing decisions since SNAP recipients don't rely on the benefits to buy all of their food. North Carolina Farm Bureau expresses concerns about wolf reintroduction. The North Carolina Farm Bureau is criticizing a settlement that commits the Fish and Wildlife Service to issuing release plans for red wolves in eastern North Carolina. Though we are disappointed with the announcement, we are not surprised given the legal history of this case, NCFB said in a statement on the settlement reported in yesterday's Daybreak. NCFB says, quote, the measures called for by the settlement agreement are not likely to result in meaningful improvements. Defenders of Wildlife argues the reintroduction of wolves, coupled with coyote control efforts, helped stabilize the species population at about 100 animals in the early 2000s. Well, here's today's He Said It, 'cause I'm from Indiana. That former Vice President Mike Pence, when asked by AgriPulse at the Iowa State Fair why farmers should vote for him for president in 2024. Well, that's Daybreak for this Friday, August 11th, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Daly.